On February 29th, musicians of Malwick are holding a Viennese ball at 90 State Street in downtown Albany, titled Schaltjahr Ball, Leap Year in German. It is modeled after the real thing in Vienna. The ball was, it includes dancing to a 12-piece Strauss orchestra with conductor, a dinner show with Metropolitan Opera soprano Emily Savoy, a Chartus played by violinist Teddy Yarm, a professional dance by world-renowned ballroom dancers Florin and Natalia Vlad, a Gallup lesson, and much more, including, yes, dinner, a multi-course dinner at that. All of this is part of Musicians of Malwick's 20th anniversary season. To tell us more, we're thrilled to welcome their director, Anne-Marie Schwartz. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm thrilled to be here, too.
And world-ranked ballroom dancer and owner of Dancefire Studio in Niskayuna, in New York, Florin Vlad is here. Good morning, Florin. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
Wonderful to have you here. Thank you very much
for
being with us. Well, let's talk about the 20th anniversary. First of all, congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So how do you go about celebrating such a thing?
Well, we plan a Viennese ball. I've been wanting
that to... seems harder than it needs to be, but sure, that's good.
Oh, it's so much fun. I've been wanting to do this for years. I lived in Austria for a while playing in an opera orchestra, and I got to dance in a park in Vienna in the summertime where they were playing Strauss waltzes with live orchestra, and I've never been the same since. It was a really special experience, and I wanted to do something like that here in Albany. You know, Vienna has about 450 balls every season from November through maybe the end of May. It kicks off with something called the Ball of the Chimney Sweeps. And it has a lawyer's ball and, of course, the opera ball and a confectioner's ball. So we're having a Schaltjahr ball.
So you decided no chimney sweeps. We'll go with the leap year.
We'll go with the leap year ball. That seemed a better choice.
Yeah. it makes sense. So how does this fit right in to your bailiwick or your Malwick as it may be?
it does, because what we do is sort of tell history through music. And so playing Viennese waltz music from the late 1800s and early 1900s with opera excerpts and a Chartus is really exactly what we do, just expanding a little bit to include more players.
Fits right in.
Yep.
And as far as the dance aspect, this is obviously very much a part of it, and we'll talk to Florin about this in a second, but for you, that's a bonus. That's an added thing to what you
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. The dancing is amazing, and the experience of the Viennese ball, even if you don't dance, watching people dance all evening, the elegance, the excitement of it, it's just incredible. And then you combine it with the show, and it's a very authentic Viennese ball experience, actually.
So how do you explain that, Florin, of what exactly makes that so special?
Absolutely. First of all, being professional dancers, we're used to dancing to pre-recorded music, but having the opportunity to dance to a live orchestra, it's totally a special experience, and for us, it gives us that extra bit of emotion, that extra bit of passion that we will for sure be able to showcase in front of a very knowledgeable audience.
And how many is it? Is it you? Is it the two of you dancing, or how many people are dancing?
It's going to be my wife and I. We are professional ballroom dancers.
Yeah,
and we'll be preparing a special performance specifically for this event.
How do you become a professional ballroom dancer?
Well, through years of training, I'm originally from Romania, and together with my wife, we moved to America about 5 years ago, and we started dancing here, and we became national champions of the United States. We represented the U.S. at World Championships, and that's our career, and now we have our own dance studio.
You have great dancer hair.
Thank you. Yes.
Does it move when you're dancing?
Not when I'm dancing. It's definitely a process. Everything must be done to perfection.
Yeah.
From the hair to the tuxedo that I'm wearing, which is custom made, and everything.
Because
you
there's not a hair out of place now, so I can't, like, when you're moving around, I can't imagine.
No, that's certainly part of the look that we're trying to have on the dance floor.
Yeah.
It's everything has to be perfect.
Speaking of perfect, how are you, Andrew?
I'm not sure my hair is quite as coiffed as his is, but I will say that he just came back from 3 days in Italy for coaching with the
world. It's the current world professional champion. We take lessons from the best in the world because we want to be best in the world. That's the way to go. So.
And what got you into it initially, as far as an interest in ballroom dancing?
Absolutely. So I was just a kid. I was 10 years old, and my mom took me to a local dance competition in my town, and I fell in love. It was that or tennis, which I love tennis too, but I guess dancing stuck.
Yeah, probably couldn't keep the hair that good with that.
No.
You know, dancing is very athletic, and I think in America we're just starting to catch on to what Europe has known for years, which is that dancing is athletic, it's fun, it's masculine and feminine, and it's very romantic in a lot of ways. It's a very special kind of thing to do together.
As I was reading the list of things that are going to be a part of this amazing evening on February 29th at 90 State Street in downtown Albany, I mentioned a Gallup lesson. Now, what is that? Who's teaching the Gallup lesson?
I think I am.
Are you really?
Yes.
Yeah. So did you want to do that, or was
it was
not
my
enough
idea.
Volunteers? Okay.
Right.
All right.
No. It was my idea because I really wanted this to be an authentic Viennese ball, and they do the Gallup in Vienna as part of the evening, and not many people in America know how to gallop, but it's a fairly simple move. It's not going to be a sophisticated gallop. It'll probably be three or four steps, but it's steps that you've probably done at some point in your life, like a chassé and some simple turns. And it will just be fun. We'll play a couple of gallops during the evening, and people can get up and participate. And it's just a nice way. You know, this is a very participatory event. And we'll have, by the way, if you want to go and you don't know how to dance or you want to brush up on your Viennese waltz skills, because Viennese waltz is a little different than slow waltz, there are lots of opportunities to do it. You can go to your local dance studio. Florin and Natalia are offering intensive ballroom Viennese waltz lessons this
month. Yes, so if you want to get ready, you can always check out our studio in Iskiuna.
And are people, I hate asking this question because I just feel like I'm selling my soul to the devil by asking it. But given the, how do I want to ask it? Given the increased interest in ballroom dancing because of reality television, put a knife in my heart. I mean, that helps you, right?
That certainly does. But I really think that ballroom dancing is a very good activity for people in general. So the fact that people will choose ballroom dancing over other activities, of course, it's good for the entire dance community. But I do believe it has great advantages for your body and your mind. So I don't feel like we're taking away people from, you know, doing other activities like tennis, for example, that we mentioned before. but I do believe dancing engages...
Robbing tennis players.
Right. Engages much more of your every part of your body and your mind in synchronizing the steps, learning the patterns.
And I might speak to that point because as a violinist, and I do ballroom dancing quite seriously, I used to have this phobia about playing music from memory. And, of course, you don't think about that when you dance. You memorize the steps. That's all you do. You can't have a little book out there and follow, you know, steps from the book. You memorize it. And I noticed within a year of getting into ballroom dancing that my music memorization skills improved tremendously. And I'm sure there's a correlation because you're using that
Absolutely.
Part of your brain that's triggering, you know, feeling it by your muscle memory instead of doing it by sight.
I was watching, there's a, I'm do this weird thing where I want to watch all of the movies that are nominated for Oscars, and there's this short documentary called Walk, Run, Cha-Cha, which is about this Vietnamese couple who come to this country, and they're reunited in California after the Vietnam War. And one of the things that they take on is dancing, and it shows how they've come together in this. The reason I asked the question, because it fascinated me, because they were showing classes, and there were kids in the class, there were 20-year-olds in the class, there were 80-year-olds in the class. You see the same thing, I assume.
Absolutely, and that's a great part about ballroom dancing is that it's for every age. You can be a kid. We do have a kids ballroom dance program. It's for young adults who are looking to learn dancing for their prom. It's for people who just want to have a night out. It's for people of all backgrounds, of all ages, and of all abilities, really. It's for everybody.
And when you say all abilities, so it isn't that, I mean, you're talking to a guy who just got knees back. So, but it isn't that hard.
No, absolutely not. We can, obviously, there are some dances that are harder than others. I will not say that that's not true, but you can always find a dance that is suitable for each and every one.
So what can we expect from the evening?
So people will come in, there'll be a Prosecco toast, the gallop lesson. And then I know that you want to sign up for the gallop.
I'm just thinking maybe you do the gallop before you do the Prosecco toast.
Actually, that might be a good idea for a lot of reasons.
Well, you don't want to spill the Prosecco while you're galloping.
Well, there's that. And
yeah.
And stomachs and all of that.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
But and then the waltz music will be going live all evening. We have no recorded music. So from the time people arrive until the end of the evening, we'll be playing waltzes and polkas and gallops and perhaps a few slow waltzes to give people a little downtime. And then this wonderful show with Emily singing arias from The Merry Widow and from Giuditta, both by Lehar and this wonderful Chartist, and the dance by Florin and Natalia. So it's really an amazing, fun, elegant, glamorous evening.
What is? Have you chosen the dance that you'll be doing?
Yes, it's going to be a Viennese waltz to the waves of the Danube. It's a little bit. I'm glad Anne Marie chose this song because it's the Danube River crosses Romania, which is my native country.
Yes.
So it will really be very special for me to be able to perform to this song in front of with a live orchestra in front of a great audience.
And it's by a Romanian composer.
Yes.
Ivanovich.
Yeah. Ivanovich, yes.
Well, it's a beautiful evening. It is all happening on February 29th. Musicians of Malbec are holding a Viennese ball at 90 State Street in downtown Albany. And you can find out more, and I'm going to help you spell this, but it's Musicians of Malbec. It's M-A-A-L-W-Y-C-K. If you live in this region, you should know how to spell it. But I'm just going to say www.musiciansofmalwick.org, and you can find out more information about that event. And then you'll have more going on for your 20th anniversary year, right?
We will. We have a program devoted to music, to the poetry of Robert Burns, coming up in April. We have a suffrage concert for the 100th anniversary of the passing of the 19th Amendment.
Wow.
In June. So we have a lot of special events going on.
That's terrific. Well, you're a wonderful group and organization, and it just seems like a terrific way to spend an evening.
That's really nice of you. Thank you, Joe.
It's February 29th, Musicians of Malbec. It's the Viennese Ball, 90 State Street in downtown Albany, and you can find out more information by going to musiciansofmalbec.org. Florin Vlad, what a pleasure to meet you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe,
me. Very nice. Next time, bring your wife with you. That'll be lovely to see. Well, I guess you wouldn't dance on the radio, but it would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be fun. Yes, definitely.
Dance Fire Studio in Niskayuna, New York, and again, Musicians of Malbec. .org. Anne-Marie and Florin, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.